From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. The Women's March movement has unified people across the country in the name of expanding and protecting women's rights. Recently, the movement has come under fire after a founding member did not openly condemn the anti-Semitic and homophobic rhetoric of Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo reports how the negative national attention is impacting local organizers as they prepare for marches to take place over the weekend.
The president of Women's March Florida, Emma Collum, wanted to unify the state following the first Women's March that was held the day after President Donald Trump's inauguration. But she wants to make a clear distinction from the original organizers of the women's movement.
We are a separate and independent entity that is in no way incorporated or affiliated with Women's March Incorporated, which is a New York City-based group.
While Women's March Florida may share the same branding and was born from the same wave of ideals presented by the national group, Collum says they have not experienced blowback from the negativity currently surrounding the national organization and maintain the support of Florida-based groups.
I believe the reason is we have zero tolerance for any form of bigotry in Women's March Florida, and that is at the core of our mission statement and always has been.
That mission has inspired satellite events all over the state to gather on the anniversary of the first Women's March. For the first time this weekend, a Women's March and rally will be held in Fort Myers. Susan McGuire helped organize that event and says the Fort Myers March has also managed to distinguish itself from the negative attention surrounding Women's March, Inc.
We have not had anyone withdraw their support. Some have even redoubled their commitment.
McGuire says the Fort Myers group aims to motivate local people and encourage civic engagement to advance the women's movement.
We are hoping that women feel inspired, that they feel motivated, and they feel affirmed.
The Fort Myers Women's March will be held Sunday, January 20th at Centennial Park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News, Fort Myers.